hooking up for the holidays with the Holiday Hookup. Correctly guess the price and win it all.
This contest is pretty cool.
It's the Holiday Hookup where you could win. Can I say all the stuff?
Yes.
Trip for two to New York City to meet Hailee Steinfeld for her 21st birthday party. Gift cards to Sunfresh, Target, cleaning from our friends at the Maids, two-piece his and hers luggage set, and matching his and hers pajamas.
Now, after 7 o'clock, we'll tell you when to call in. And you guess. Basically, we just tell you higher or lower, right?
Yeah. How much would all of that stuff cost if you could buy it, which you can't, by the way. And you have to be accurate down to the dollar and cents.
It'll happen after 7. Now, yesterday I was talking to some friends, and it's sad that I knew this theme before I knew the show. Trisha, you and I used to use this as a morning show bed whenever we had sad stories in.
That's the classic radio bit, Ron.
And I don't even remember that was a part of a soap opera.
Yep, Young and the Restless. And like I said, I think everyone in their life has gone through, even if it was just a tiny phase where maybe they watched it with their friends in college or maybe they watched it with their grandma. At one point in your life, you have seen Young and the Restless. And Eric Braeden, a.k.a. Victor Newman, has been on it almost the entire time. He's been on it almost 40 years.
Now, I was at the Corner Cafe yesterday having lunch, and I was telling some of the people who work there about having him on. Is he the longest running TV character of all time?
He is probably one of them. I don't know if he is the longest, but he's definitely up there. And remember, he was in a little movie called Titanic.
Yeah, we'll talk to him later this morning.
Kansas City's number one hit music station. Paparazzi got nothing on this girl. Teresa's tabloid trash.
And the whole saga of Harvey Weinstein gets crazier. He allegedly paid an army of investigators to keep tabs on his accusers. For example, there's a story this morning that says at one point he had a woman who was basically a spy who posed as a woman's rights advocate to befriend and spy on actress Rose McGowan. Things like that. He allegedly did all sorts of stuff like that. Of course, he is denying it. And then he's getting dropped for more things. He's now been banned for life from the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. They said in a hearing that their governing board voted to expel Weinstein. And then we're still hearing either he is still in rehab in Arizona or he was there and left quickly. But now we're hearing that House of Cards actor Kevin Spacey has also checked into the Meadows rehab facility. It is in Arizona. Don't know if it was the same place, but it is for sexual addiction treatment, as all of his accusers keep coming forward. The ACLU going after Taylor Swift. This is very weird. The group's Northern California office this week blasted Taylor because she has threatened to sue a blogger for painting Taylor as an icon of the alt-right and white nationalists, and she doesn't want that. That's negative, and she has nothing to do with that. And so she threatened to sue, and they're saying, Taylor, you're trying to suppress protected speech.
Okay, that's not protected speech.
No.
A lawyer for Swift called the claims baseless and said the singer rejects white supremacy. So remember yesterday when P. Diddy changed his name and then said some people might think it's corny? Well, apparently they did, and so now he's backpedaling, and claiming that it was all a joke.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, today I've come to the conclusion that you cannot play around with the internet due to an overwhelming response from the media out there, and just due to there not wanting to be any confusion, I was only joking.
Sure you were.
I didn't change my name. It's just part of one of my alter egos. One of my alter egos is love. But to set the record straight, because I have a lot of press to do the next couple of weeks, you can address me by any of my older names. And but if you still want to call me love, you can call me love.
Stop. Wow. Less than 2 years after it went off the air, American Idol has set an official date for its return. It will be in March. Original host Ryan Seacrest broke the news on Live with Kelly and Ryan yesterday morning that it will come back March 11th. Judge Katy Perry confirmed the news on Instagram a short time later and showed the new three-judge panel, which also includes Lionel Richie and Luke Bryan.
Now, we had the picture. We were in the office yesterday having a meeting after the show. I showed Tara, and it looked like a David Bowie cover.
It really does. A 1980s side profile situation.
Yeah. That's their attempt to try and be cool and trendy. with his brand new show that's never been done before on TV. Yep. Terrell Owens, he is the latest celebrity eliminated from Dancing with the Stars. The show's co-host, Erin Andrews, was very complimentary of the former NFL player.
I've known you for a while, and I've never seen this side of you. It looks good on you. She did an amazing job. I loved everything about you coming here.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much. I had a great time. She was a great teacher. Again, I couldn't have asked for anything more.
Cheryl Burke was his partner this season. And today's DVD on-demand releases include Cars 3, the first season of Westworld, and the first season of The Crown. If you guys haven't seen that on Netflix, oh my gosh, it is such a good show.
Got a lot of commercials for Westworld yesterday. I saw that.
But I'm very sad about The Crown because the woman who plays the queen isn't going to be back for, I think she's coming back for season 2, but not for season 3, because she has to age. And so they're fast forwarding, and so it'll be a different actress in the third season.
I'm surprised they're not using makeup to just age her.
I don't know. I don't like it. It makes me sad. That's your tabloid trash.
Mix 93.3 is gearing up for the holidays with the Holiday Hookup. Ho, ho, ho. Correctly guess the price and win it all. A trip for two to New York City to party Hailee Steinfeld at her 21st birthday party. Travel in style with a new two-piece luggage set. Sleep in the city that never sleeps in his and her matching PJs. And load up on whatever you want with gift cards to Sunfresh and Target. Plus, just in time for the holidays, get your house cleaned from our friends at The Maids. Here's how to win. Just listen to Mix 93.3 each weekday during the hours of 7, 11, 1, 3, and 5 to guess how much the holiday hookup is worth. Get the exact price right, and you'll win it all.
Whoa! Yes!
But don't worry, we'll help you find out if you're too high or too low. Name the exact price and win it all. The Holiday Hookup, Part 1, all from Mix 93.3.